Tuna playing?
Yes, it's playing. We discussed this.
I thought we could use that.
No. Nope. Nope. I gotta start all over. I can't use any of this. I'm deleting the whole last year.
Are you doing the intro?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what episode number it is?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's 58, right?
I'm checking.
Nah, it's 50. It's 59. It's 59. It's 59. I already looked. Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode 59. I'm Ryan.
It's so weird without
headphones. It's weird without headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do without headphones. Like, it's quiet in here.
Yeah.
It is really quiet.
I can hear everything.
You can hear the fan blowing.
I can hear the fan. I can hear the beer when I'm drinking it.
You can hear me clicking buttons on it. I'm Chester, by the way.
And I'm Lorenzo.
Oh, we're a fucking mess. Well, I tried something new. I got some new microphones, but I can't figure out how to get the sound to come out of the headphones. I'm not very good at this game.
I mean, you're almost there.
I'm so close.
You're almost there.
At least
really throwing me off.
At least I got the lady on the sound thing to stop saying trial.
Oh, that really helped out.
Yeah.
Right? Like a
trial.
Yeah.
Trial.
What do they call that when they put that on a picture?
A watermark?
Yeah.
It's exactly what it was.
It's like an audio watermark.
Super fucking annoying.
Yeah.
We should have just left it in there. Maybe it would boost our ratings or something.
Welcome to episode 59.
You
guys are no fun.
Trial episode.
Trial episode. Trial of the century.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Oh, man.
No. This is going to be our last of the year. This is the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there will be one more episode, but it's more like a best of.
We're doing a little special
kind of thing. Yes. Not really best of, but
it's a compilation.
Best of, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not like stupid like everyone else's. It's like best of
the us. Best. The best.
Best of us.
Yeah. So it's way different than everyone else's because it's the best of us.
Yeah.
Which I would find fun.
Which
I
mean, makes it better than everyone else's.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Chester,
mm-hmm.
What have you been up to lately?
Well, I saw Into the Spider-Verse last week.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
Was it?
It seriously is one of the best movies I've seen in years.
Years?
Years.
Wow.
Like,
a bold statement.
Within minutes, I turned to my buddy Zach and I was like, I fucking love this movie. Like, right at the beginning of the movie.
It's like, Chester, you're looking at the wall.
What?
He was like,
I thought we were your house.
He was like, dude, don't talk to me while we're in the bathroom. And I don't know who you are.
Zach!
You're like up at the popcorn stand. I can't find. You start crying. Oh, did you lose your dad? I'm 35.
Zach, where are you?
I'm very drunk. So is that good, huh?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I want to see it again.
How was Peter Porker? Was it gimmicky or was that a fun addition? That
was a fun addition.
Was he the Rocket Raccoon of that?
No.
Really?
No.
Is he better than Rocket Raccoon?
Spider Dad was fucking hilarious.
Spider Dad.
Yeah. Old man Spider.
Old man Spider.
Old Spider-Man, I guess.
Old man Spidey.
Yeah, because the you know, obviously there's a bunch of Spider-Men from different universes.
Right.
I like the way you say Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. And one of them comes from a universe where he's like just kind of a sad sack. Like both Aunt May and Uncle Ben are dead. Him and Mary Jane are divorced. He lives in like a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, God.
Like he's overweight. He wears sweatpants for half the movie over the bottom half of his Spider-Man outfit.
He's like the Jerry of the Spider-Verse.
He's fucking... It's hilarious. Yeah. That was one of my favorite parts. Was
Who was the best Spider-Man? The Spider-Dad?
Nick Cage does the voice of Spider-Man Noir, which is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Gwen was hot as hell.
That's a cartoon.
Teenage cartoon.
Oh, God. Double weird.
Yeah, it was great. They all just, I mean, yeah, it was a really good ensemble Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there was like a shit ton of people in that movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they bring villains from their universe to...
No, they are all pulled into Miles Morales' universe.
Right.
And like Green Goblin is totally different. He's like actually a giant fucking monster goblin thing.
Oh, really?
And like Scorpion speaks Spanish. He didn't even speak English.
Oh.
And he's like got it, half his body is mechanical.
Wow.
Like it's pretty cool.
The bottom half? Does he have a little stinger and everything?
Yeah. Oh, he's got human legs.
He doesn't have human legs.
Like a scorpion head.
That's right.
It's like a little tiny scorpion head.
The top half is mechanical.
And just pinchers.
Give him the claws.
Wait, you have to say that in Spanish, though.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Give him el claws.
El clauso.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
I loved it.
We should have went and watched it, but I was too lazy.
And then Happy is on Netflix, finally.
Yes.
Which is such a great series.
You were telling me to watch it, right?
Yeah, dude, it is awesome.
It is fucking hilarious and so dark. Netflix.
This close. This close, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, are you going to jump on the Disney bandwagon?
No, I'm just going to wait for Punisher to come DC. Out, then I'm going to cancel my Netflix.
He's going
to
watch the DC.
Yeah, I'm going to get on that DC service. Universe.
Somebody has to.
Single-handedly, I'm gonna donate extra money to keep it running, so I can watch Titans.
He's gonna pay for 5 different accounts.
Yeah. Don't do this to me, man. I need more Dick Grayson.
You can always use more Dick.
Oh, I love Dick, especially when it's Gray, son. Gross. Zombie Dick Lorenzo.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Not much. I watched the same thing. I watched Happy.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
It's so dark and it's so funny.
And we were talking about it. I didn't know it was a comic.
Yeah.
I didn't know it originated from a comic, which is hilarious.
Yeah, because I was reading the who wrote it, and I forgot who wrote it.
And I was like, it up.
For real? Like, is this based on a comic? As soon as I saw his name, I cannot remember his fucking name off the top of my head.
No, but it was funny, dude. It was worth like...
Is it like dark comedy or is it...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Super. So,
who was it?
Grant Morrison.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, really?
No. Yeah, no, it's hilarious. And, like, just the way they interact with each other, the imaginary unicorn and the main character, it's hilarious. Because he's already off his rocker anyways, but it gets more so once they start, like, teaming up.
Yeah.
So compare it to Drop Dead Fred. As far as imaginary sidekick movies go,
that's nothing compares to Drop Dead Fred.
I was about to say this is that's a loaded question there. That's
yeah, like a loaded potato. But answer it.
What?
I don't know. I'm half drunk and I'm crazy and I don't know what I might do. So you're saying it's not as good as Drop Dead Fred. Did that have the chick from Gremlins in it? Isn't that who the chick was?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was her name? I can't remember. She's hot. She's married to Kevin Kline, isn't she?
That's I've never seen Drop right Dead Fred.
She's like 30 years younger than him.
I've never even seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a weird fucking movie.
See what? Phoebe, Drop Dead Fred?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
Phoebe Cates?
Yeah. Cool. Phoebe Cates. She's married to Kevin Kline. They have a humongous age gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
good
is.
For him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost creepy.
What about almost. You, Ryan? What have you been up to?
I'm all about that guy. All
right, let's drink some bad beers. Nothing. Nothing. I actually took Tuesday off of work to sleep on the couch.
You are so depressing.
I am very
No, we actually have a good story. Last night at trivia, we totally...
Wasn't invited again.
Totally thought, yeah, we did invite you.
Yeah.
But it was already late.
You didn't? You don't get off work until 9. It's over at like 8:30. Chester, come on down. Like you get, like everyone's gone. There's like 8 people in the bar.
Can you do sick time?
I don't feel good. I gotta go to the bar.
Yeah, just leave early. Be like, somebody else can do this. No big deal.
I'll just use PTO every Thursday.
I watched. This is how far behind I am. I watched A Quiet Place.
No, yeah?
That's how far behind I am.
I haven't seen that.
It's not bad. I don't know. Everyone jerked off about it.
It has an interesting premise. Yeah, yeah, I do like that.
It's a cool premise. The creatures are cool.
The creatures are cool.
I think the trailer for, what is it, Bird City, looks pretty cool.
Bird Barn?
Bird Rock.
Bird Rock.
Bird Rock.
Yeah.
Bird Rock. Down in Bird Rock.
I guess. But it almost looks like the same, a really, really similar premise as A Quiet Place.
Yeah. Except,
but I'm not sure if the book came out before A Quiet Place.
My buddy was saying you can't, if you look at the monsters,
yeah,
then you turn into one.
Okay.
And no, if you make eye contact with a monster.
Or if you make out with a monster.
Keep your eyes closed.
Who keeps their eyes open when they're making out? Wow. That,
I want to see if she's digging it.
That's like borderline psychopathic, dude. That's weird.
He wants to make sure psychopath. That she's there and not imaginary.
I just want to make sure you're here.
Still here, right?
Making out with some fat dude's butthole. Like, you put it in front of my face. You're like, let's make out. And you're like, here, put your butthole here.
I close my eyes long before we start making out.
You're like, way back. Ow. Oh, your mouth, oh, it's so wet.
I just hit my
tastes
teeth
like a fat dude's
mic.
Butthole.
We got new mics.
We got new mics. We were having some
you know that,
sound issues.
You know that,
so hopefully it sounds better.
In Return of the Jedi, that robotic eye that comes out of the front door of Jabba's palace.
Yeah.
That's what this
reminds me of. It reminds me of the torture robot that tortures Leia.
It's all
always going to torture Leia.
All I'm thinking of is, what is it? What are you doing over there?
That's the sound of the torture robot makes.
What is the guy in? I can't even think of it.
Patrick Dempsey.
No, it's the robot dude. He has a really big head, round. Is in a movie.
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Marvin.
Marvin. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking of.
I just watched that movie.
Did you really?
I just watched it
on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Why are you gonna cancel it then?
Because
you're watching movies.
I have it on DVD, pretty sure. I'm just lazy. I paid $2.99 to rent Die Hard last night because I didn't want to get up. Get the DVD. Switch the input on my TV. Dude, life is too convenient to be standing up.
That is so sad.
That is amazing. Because I know you have it. I know you have it. I can go grab it right now.
It's his favorite movie.
That is awesome.
It's not my favorite. It's one of my favorite
One of your
movies.
Favorite movies. Favorites. You're happy to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm happy to give Bruce Willis 13 cents.
That's hilarious.
Probably what he got from that. Speaking of Die Hard, it's our ugly sweater party here we're having.
That's right.
I'm wearing my ugly Die Hard sweater.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
You're missing out if you're not watching the stream. Chester is wearing a Budweiser sweater.
It's got Clydesdales on it.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh.
See him?
Did you name him?
Boy, do I. So you said the Budweiser sweater makes it ugly, just inherently ugly.
It just makes it uglier because I fucking hate Budweiser.
That's a pretty ugly sweater you got, too.
Yeah, why?
Because it's a Broncos sweater.
It's amazing.
And we're going to the ugly sweater party at Mellow Mushroom.
Right. And it's his stepdad's birthday.
That has all the
craft
beers.
That's the main reason we're going.
I thought we dedicate our bad beers to your stepdad.
No,
that was your real dad.
To
my dad.
And then this episode.
So they're a week apart?
Will be dedicated to Darren, his stepdad.
Okay.
Who is his birthday tonight?
Should we sing happy birthday to him?
Yeah.
Tonight. Yeah, let's do
it. No, let's do it on
right
here
now
so
on
we don't
the episode.
Have to do it later.
Oh.
We'll just
so
get it out
can
of the
hear
way
it on
now.
Sunday.
We're going to get one more extra view.
As a matter of fact,
week.
I bet one of the people watching this right now is probably your brother.
Probably.
So there maybe you can put it on speaker if he's with
your parents. Hi, Andres, you're out there.
If you're out there, put it on speaker. I'll turn it up so you can see. Happy birthday. Okay,
we're done.
Yeah. We're done. See? That was good. I hope we recorded that.
We had three watchers until you started singing.
Zero. Like, it even, like, discounted me watching the stream.
It's -4. I don't know how that's possible.
Taking it back. All right, you guys want to drink these bad beers?
No.
They're holiday themed.
They are holiday
themed.
They're
winter season themed.
I want the s'mores one.
No, you don't get to pick which one you get a drink.
You do?
Yeah, I
that's
picked them.
That's not fair.
I picked them.
Don't pick the s'mores one.
Well, give them out. If you picked them, give them out.
Come on, Santa Claus.
Here, drink the s'mores one.
Yes.
You'll get the Christmas ale.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Where's the... There it is.
It's got a Christmas monk on it. He's hot.
Ryan, you did the intro. You drink the first beer.
All right. St. Bernardus Christmas Ale.
I have no idea how these are
being figured out, by the way.
I have no idea how these are going to taste.
First time.
The only one that might be good is the s'mores one.
I just jammed the pointy part into the top.
Put the hook right here over your finger.
Jam the pointy part into the top and then
just rip it off.
Just drink through the tiny little hole. Actually, this would be useful.
Wow, this smells like hot dog shit.
Shotgun.
It's a Trappist ale, but it also...
It's a Trappist!
It also smells like when you take your Christmas stuff out of the attic and you open the little Tupperware thing. Mm-hmm. It's what it smells like. It smells like stale,
Christmas.
Old Christmas decorations.
It smells like last year's Christmas.
It smells like the last time you saw your dad. Anyone?
Is it just me?
Just me?
Is it just me? All right. Cool. I just want to make sure it's just me.
Silent night. Oh.
Shit. What's going on? It's going all over myself.
Oh, all over your brand new sweater?
Oh, shit. What am I supposed to do with this?
Here. Use the sleeve.
Oh, Ryan.
It's all right. I got it. I knew I was wearing the Santa hat for a reason.
Oh, no. It's going to happen.
It's okay.
It's
okay.
Fucking over. How's
it's
the
gross.
Beer?
It's gross. It's gross. It actually fell out of my mouth. It was so gross that it fell out of my mouth.
Are you sure it wasn't trying to escape
you? No, my body
rejected
it.
Maybe it thinks you're gross.
I was honestly trying not to put my mouth all over it and just kind of poured it in my face. It's gross. No, it tastes really good. Come back up, though.
Does it?
Yeah. No.
Are we going counterclockwise now?
Yeah, what the fuck? Wow, that's pretty good.
How is it?
It's lovely. You're going to enjoy that one.
10% alcohol. You're going to enjoy this.
Okay, bye.
God.
Bye, Ryan.
That is not good.
Just taste it.
This guy is creepy looking.
He is real creepy looking.
I like his Italian medallion there.
It reminds me of the last time I saw my dad.
That likes to linger.
Yeah, it's in there forever.
Wow.
It's kind of like a musty taste. Seriously.
That is not good.
Oh, no.
It's like the discount bin in February when they're trying to give away all the Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
So it tastes like all dirty and like dusty. Like dusty.
It tastes like used Christmas.
Okay, yeah. Which one do you want to do next? Do you want to do
a
that
Goodwill
do think,
Christmas?
Do you think that one's going to be good?
I think it's going to be good.
Okay, well, let's do this one then.
Should we save? We should save a good one for last?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck me.
I guess, yeah, we're just. We're just counterclockwise now. The whole fucking world is upside down because Lorenzo chose so.
Because we don't have our headphones on.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I'm going to hook it up. We're going to get Bluetooth and shit. Or we're going to be so futuristic.
Bluetooth are headphones?
We? No, I can't afford that.
I have Bluetooth headphones.
$130 on microphones. I can't be buying Bluetooth headphones.
I have Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, look how cool you are.
He got some from PayPal.
Well.
Yeah, but those broke. Oh, they don't charge. They won't fucking charge.
I had them for what, like 2 weeks? That was your Christmas present, by the way.
Yeah.
For this year.
But
oh my God, open it.
The headphones that
it's
I bought for
winter
myself.
Winter Braun. Yep.
Did you not listen to Ryan's clinique on how to use that bottle opener?
I got it open.
Yeah.
It took you like 6 tries.
A
so
year later.
Winter Braun, what is in here? A full body, rich chocolate
I'll do
taste.
It.
I want to touch it.
Brewed
I
want to
do
with
it.
American Pale. Malt mixed with caramel, chocolate malt.
That's called caramel.
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 Caramel. Because you're from Indiana.
Caramel.
So it's caramel. Is it Carmel, Indiana?
It's Carmel. Carmel, Indiana.
Okay, then
caramel.
Say,
then
Mount caramel.
It says caramel, though.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Just saying. What have you,
please
we've,
stop
we've
saying.
Been we've been fighting about shit all day.
All day.
You guys are like an old married couple.
Yeah,
we are, except we fuck more.
He almost spit that beer out on you.
That was close.
It's okay. He's already got beer on him. Go ahead.
That was close. That was
spit
real,
it all.
Real close.
It's all right. Just spit it all over me like you did last night.
Now we're going clockwise again? Why don't we get shafted every time?
This smells remarkably similar to that one.
Yeah, and it doesn't taste any better, actually. I think this one may taste a little worse, but I don't know.
This one's got a heavier taste.
Yeah.
It really, man, it's really bumming me out.
It's really bringing me artwork? Down. Black it's people don't depressing. Snowboard.
Yeah, they do.
I don't.
That name one good. Black person that doesn't snowboard.
I can't. You're right. Yeah.
Where do you think Charles is today? Snowboarding.
Snowboarding. That makes
sorry,
sense.
Sorry, bros. Can't make it. Catching some powder.
I thought they were all...
Oh, is that kind of...
I don't know what they
said. I thought he was bobsledding.
Really? That's just racist.
The other stuff wasn't.
It doesn't smell terrible.
It's real heavy, man.
It yeah. smells a little chocolatey.
It's like drinking a dying sun.
Okay. I drink dying children all the time. That's not bad. I don't hate that.
Is it dying children that are heavy to drink? Or
yeah,
what?
Heavy children. You know, like heavyweights. You remember yeah. that movie?
Yes.
It's like drinking that fat kid?
Yeah.
It's one of
which
my
favorite.
Which one? The main dark, fat kid.
The dark one.
The dark one. That's one of my favorite movies.
That kid that looked way too old to be at that camp.
It's one of your favorite movies? Yeah. I fucking hate that movie.
I think it's hilarious.
It's so bad.
It's hilarious.
You know what? Let's watch it right now.
That,
I'll pay
bad.
For it.
I mean,
I'll pay for it again.
That wasn't great.
Yeah, but the my mouth is like sticky from last night.
Oh,
the
sweet.
Sex. Man, you guys are so bad at that.
I didn't know I needed to become an expert at it.
Ooh, that smells like roasted marshmallow.
Really?
It does.
I'm super excited to try that. I'm horny for it.
Oh, I like this.
You suck. If that's good, then mine wins. At least yours is sweet. Mine's just like sadness.
Yeah. Like the last time I saw my father.
No,
that's not bad.
He got us a Super Nintendo.
It has like a smoky...
Oh my God, it does smell like roasted marshmallows.
It has like a smoky taste.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. How did you do this, Shiner?
Shiner that actually, s'mores.
That actually is pretty good.
I didn't even read the what I'm drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's fucking nuts.
No, it's marshmallows.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill you when you're sleeping. That's going to be great. Wow.
It doesn't taste like s'mores, but it certainly smells.
But you can taste the marshmallow taste. Yeah. That's really weird.
Yeah.
The roasted marshmallow taste.
Just so you know, Panic Frost... I could not find any other beers than these three.
Yeah.
It was a shit show, yeah. That Total Wine.
So, hey, if you can find Shiner S'more, get it.
Weird. That is weird.
Inspired by
well, there's a
it's
ton
not
of
bad,
that.
But I don't treat. Like it.
There's a ton of that there.
Really? Surprised all of the fucking basic bitches aren't buying it up.
I'm surprised, too. I would have thought that would have been a very go-to one.
Like there's a bunch of girls in infinity scarves and furry boots over there beating each other to death for s'mores beer.
All of them walking around like Han Solo with their black vests on and their white long sleeve shirts
Jesus
and their
Christ.
Ugg boots.
Yeah. So hot.
That's a thing.
So hot.
So sexy in their black leggings.
Oh, God. I just burped up all just everything.
Just an amalgamation.
Sweet Christmas.
I'm kind of disappointed that I couldn't get certain Christmas beers that were there because they were sold out.
It's literally right before Christmas.
I know, but I'm just disappointed that I couldn't get any.
You should have went before Christmas.
Hey, Andres really? Is in the chat.
I know.
Let's sing happy birthday.
not his birthday.
Not to Andres.
It'd be funny if it was Andres' birthday, but it wasn't Lorenzo's.
That would be hilarious.
What if you guys were born at like 11:59 and 12:01? Then you would have two different birthdays.
Well, for the longest time when I moved
for
out
for the
here,
longest time, whoa.
Yeah, for the longest time when I first moved out here, my ID read that I was born in March and not May. So I just went with it. So my birthday was in March.
So you guys didn't have different birthdays.
Yeah, apparently to the DMV.
Are you guys from the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, actually.
This beer is fucking me up, by the way. I'm like half drunk already. This thing is ruining my life.
Because he's got, Andres has a goatee, right? So
he's
the evil one.
He trims his down and then he just has a goatee.
So he's the evil one.
Yeah.
He's always been the evil
one. He's from the evil universe.
You hear that, Andres? You're fucking evil.
That's what goatees mean. I'm the evil Chester.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where's the regular Chester?
He's in a Killed different him. Universe.
He's in a different universe?
He threw him into the Phantom Zone.
That's right.
There's no evil Ryan. It's just me.
It's just you.
I'm the best, Ryan. There's no evil one, I promise.
One of you ate the other, and we'll never know which is which. You just absorbed. You're like Station. That's what it was. Yeah. You just humped.
Yeah, the good Ryan falls out. Please help me. I'll get back in the body. Let's talk about some nerd shit.
Kay. Alrighty.
Let's talk about my favorite thing.
Okay.
This is actually going to be really
fun. Okay,
Nintendo is probably suing Soulja Boy.
Tell me more. I haven't heard this.
I don't know if it's been confirmed yet. I didn't see it confirmed. More. I just saw it's rumored. More. It has been confirmed?
Yeah.
So he's selling this...
Will they even the score?
Retro Mini, which as of right now is still for sale on his website.
Okay.
It's just a Game Boy Color.
They're calling it a Retro Mini?
It's called a Retro Mini, and it's got a bunch of Nintendo games on it, and he's going to... It's got 508 games. I'm sure they're all freeware games.
I'm sure. Not one of those is an emulated ROM.
So apparently they still own the patent to this design. Come to find out.
Imagine that.
Yeah, right? So that's initially what they're suing for, is the patent for this design.
Well, and
just
then
for the shape of
shit,
the device?
There's Soulja Chat.
Soulja Chat? Drop the link to our stream.
Chat now.
Soulja Chat. It really does say that.
What should I talk to Soulja Boy about?
Ask him how it feels to be sued by Nintendo.
All right. Hey, dog.
Hey, dog.
We'll wait.
They have.
I'm trying to make it sound street, so I sound realistic.
So you sound, as opposed to, okay. All right.
So he has another one that's like almost like the Wii U, that it's like just a console and you have the little tablet.
I'm getting real sick of this beer.
Dude, it's like sugar. It's pure sugar.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's trying to promote that one as well.
Why is Soulja Boy trying to sell video game devices?
Oh, now that's the new thing. He wants to get into esports. He's a hardcore gamer, bro.
I mean,
2K.
Why didn't he just do a podcast? It's much more lucrative.
It really is. We're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we have made upwards of $20 on Patreon. Upwards. No big deal.
No big deal.
And how many years have we been doing this? 5, 6, 7?
Going on 6.
Killing it.
Going on 6 years.
By the way, I asked...
That's what happens when you hired me in.
I asked,
money.
Hey, dog, how are you going to get around this Nintendo shit? I have yet to receive an answer.
Can you leave a thumbs up?
The world wants to know. Come on, Soulja Boy.
Come on, Soulja Boy.
Tell him. There you go. I'm trying to harass Soulja Boy, but he's not answering me.
You tell him, Eddie.
Eddie, is that his name?
No. That was a callback to Syphil and Ollie.
There's nothing on Soulja Chat, but they're still selling it, and he's going to get his ass sued real fucking hard.
Yeah.
I wonder, so he had that other console that looked like a PlayStation. I wonder if Sony's going to jump in on this.
I just don't understand why you would do that. Like, if you make something, don't make it look exactly
like... He doesn't make anything, though. Like, that console, you can find it on eBay. It's sold by some Chinese company that makes knockoffs. He just branded it as his own. He probably bought a whole crate of them on fucking eBay.
Yeah, dude, this console looks exactly like a PlayStation, and the controller looks exactly like an Xbox One controller.
Isn't that weird? It's a PlayStation console with an Xbox.
It is. Yeah. It is weird. It does not make sense.
But it plays Nintendo games.
I fucking hate the Xbox controller.
Really?
Yeah,
I love it.
I got a PlayStation controller any day.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know where it went, but if it was here, I would touch it and play with it.
Can't find it, huh? Can't find it to play with it?
story of my life.
Sounds like a personal problem, bro.
What else we got?
Sounds like a you problem.
Talking about lawsuits.
We should try to get sued by Soulja Boy.
We should try to get sued by Alphonse Ribeiro.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Should we start dancing?
Who's suing everyone?
Everybody.
Everyone is suing Epic?
Epic's being sued by Alphonse Ribeiro, Millie Rock, and
I don't know who that is.
Backpack Kid.
I know that. Is that the, that's the kid that did the
invented the flossy dance.
Yeah, the floss or whatever. The
flossing.
I'm doing it right now, see?
That's exactly.
I
do the flossing. We're gonna get sued. Let's floss again. Like we did last summer.
What?
You know, let's do the twist again like we did last
time. All right, so they put this all into what? Fork knife or
Fork knife. They're also suing NBA 2K.
There's dance moves in NBA 2K?
Right before you start every match, you have like some little thing like an intro and you can dance or break dance or do something crazy. The higher you get in the game, the more dances and the more stuff opens up for you.
Did you say the higher you get in the game?
Well, yeah, you have tiers. Mm-hmm. So you build up.
Yeah, high but as if fun. You, if yeah. It's racist.
Well, most of those guys are pretty high when they play, anyways.
Well, they're levels.
No.
Oh. All right.
You can hear them hitting bongs and stuff.
So now, just doing a stupid dance is now grounds to sue somebody.
Apparently,
I just don't understand. Like, where does this? Like come around to where you can actually sue somebody for a dance move.
I don't know. Like, okay, the backpack kid, the stupid flossing kid. Did he copyright that?
No.
I don't know if he did.
No, he didn't.
I haven't looked it up. I'm not a patent lawyer, but it seems like that's just something he did that ended up on the internet, and now like tons of people do it.
Right.
Is he going to sue all of them, or is he only suing them because they have a shitload of money?
Well, this is what we were saying, is this is going to be the rabbit hole that people are going to go down, because there's a lot of other games that do have some type of...
TV shows?
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Are they going to go back and retroactively sue Duke Nukem? Because who makes Duke Nukem?
Mm. I can't remember.
Anyways, because he says what? Give me some sugar, baby?
Yep.
Or he says, this is my boomstick?
Yeah. Those lines are not copyrighted.
It's time to kick ass, chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Those lines aren't copyrighted.
They're copyrighted movies.
Yeah, they are.
But the words themselves are not.
Just saying. Is that what
no,
we're
I
going?
Agree. It's stupid.
This is dumb. Like like you were saying earlier, like you kind of, you. I feel like you did. I never heard it before, but made up the phrase downstairs mouth.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. It is. Thank you for that. Thank you for making that part of my life.
You're welcome.
Because that's how I eat bananas.
With but, your downstairs mouth.
With downstairs mouth.
Sure.
But like you were saying, if someone else said it, if you heard someone else say it, you'd be like, oh, shit, I started a thing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Not be like, oh, shit.
Pay me.
Get me a lawyer.
Right.
Because it's going down. Just enjoy that someone else is enjoying something that you, like, someone's enjoying something that you created.
Well, what's the guy's name that does Ready to Rumble?
Are you talking about Chance the Rapper?
No.
I don't know who you're talking about, though.
The
game Ready to Rumble?
No, the actual...
The actor?
Oh, the guy who did the...
No, he says Ready to Rumble.
He does the...
before
every... Oh, yeah. The Octagon. Michael...
I can't remember, but he has that patent.
Get ready to podcast.
Sued. We're getting sued.
I changed it, though.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say the whole thing either. But yeah, he owns the rights to that phrase. Yeah. So anybody who says it will get, like, he has to get something.
Is he
going to
sue us and garnish our wages?
I did not say the whole thing.
Garnish.
Our wages. He's going to garnish our Patreon. Congratulations. You win $20. Hope you feel good about yourself, whatever your name is. What is his name? Michael something. I can't remember.
Stipe.
Buble.
Michael Stipe. Michael Buble.
Buble.
You imagine him saying, let's get ready to rumble?
Myers.
Michael Myers.
Who doesn't talk at all? Perfect.
I feel like it's Michael something. So that's where we are now. You just sue everyone for everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you
Michael
know what?
Michael Buffer.
So let's, when we go back to work next week, let's sue our boss for not showing up and giving us our Christmas bonus gift card thing. I'm suing you.
Did we get one?
You disappointed me.
Did we get one?
I don't know. don't know.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Who spells his name the same way you do?
What? Ryan Johnson?
Can you sue him? Who's older?
I'm going to sue Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, sue him for
I don't know who's older.
Would you sue his parents?
I'd sue his Johnson.
Because he didn't choose that
name. I'd sue the Johnson right off of him. Oh, he's older than
me. That name chose him. He's
73.
Yeah, he's 7 years older than me. I'm going to get sued by Ryan Johnson because he had the same weird, stupid name. And he got to make Star Wars, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Sad times.
I was thinking about killing myself anyways. Sad times. What else is going on in the world? We watched a whole bunch of trailers before this.
Dear yes, we Sausage.
Did. Dear Sausage. Hellboy looked super interesting. Yeah. Better than I thought it would.
Agreed.
It does look interesting. I like the old ones, and I wish that they would have finished it. Dude,
I love the first Hellboy so much. It's so fucking it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I wish they would have finished it with that group of actors. I really
like a trilogy?
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Abe Sapien. I noticed in the trailer we watched, there was no Abe Sapien.
Yeah.
They didn't have the...
He's a big star now. He did The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water is not in there at all.
It's too big. He won an Oscar. Never going back to Hellboy.
Nah, not ever. That's not me. That's my old life. That's my old life.
He's got an Oscar. He's banging white chicks.
He's banging white chicks.
God, he's like Ice-T.
Does Ice-T have an Oscar?
He probably has an Emmy, though. Does a daytime Emmy.
Yep.
Don Cheadle. He probably has an Oscar, but he's banging white chicks all the time. He's probably banging a white chick right now.
Probably.
He's probably using that shitty fake English accent, too.
Oh, yeah.
From Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, Hellboy.
I like the makeup. Like, he looks like he's been beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say this one's going to be more violent, and you could tell from the trailer, like, he shoots the dude in the face.
Oh, yeah. Dude's head explodes.
And then the guy getting cut in half in midair.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I do love violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Hellboy humor.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Real dry
humor. Yeah, he did that. Like when he gets out of the car. Hey, on your side.
Yeah.
Like, kind of dry, but it's funny.
I'm walking here.
Yeah, it's a funny way to react to that situation. Instead of like freaking out because someone shot a gun at you, you just get mad about it and be like, what the fuck, bro?
Hey, man.
Yeah. I'm walking here.
Is he bulletproof? He's not bulletproof.
No, he's not bulletproof.
But he gets like slammed by that giant hammer and it doesn't
hurt him. He's strong. He's very strong.
Like he's just overly powerful, like compared to like a normal human being, but he can still like receive damage.
Battle damage.
He's got like +4 armor.
Yep.
Realistic battle damage.
On his skin.
Oh boy. Now with realistic battle damage.
What were some of the other ones?
What other trailer did we watch?
Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. I thought the end of it looked pretty cool when she was like full power, just blazing through space.
It looks cool, but I'm not a fan of her as an actress.
Really?
She just seems real dry.
I like
she
her.
Does. I bet I can moisten her up.
Spit on it.
What's her name? I can't remember her name.
Brie Larson.
I don't know. I where she gets all powered up and she's takes off.
That looks really cool. Yeah. It looks cool.
Is she part of the Nova Corps? She looks like part of the Nova Corps.
She is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
They talked about that.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I was watching Sam Jackson with two eyes and it was freaking me out.
We were waiting for his eye to get clawed out, though. Right?
The other pet that cat. Like that's one of those Marvel fan theories right there. We're going to start our own. Sam Jackson's eye gets taken out by that cat.
He pets the underbelly and the cat flips out and cat scratches his eye.
And that is the cat from Men in Black that has the universe around its neck.
Oh, Orion.
Orion, yeah.
There you go.
Tying it all together. Men in Black 5 will be...
Oh, we didn't watch the Men in Black 4 trailer.
I know.
No one needs to. And
I liked Men in Black 3.
I didn't even watch it.
I thought it was really good.
You didn't watch it?
No.
The third one was really good.
Is Tommy Lee Jones in it?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I thought he wasn't. I thought they replaced him with James Brolin.
He plays young Tommy.
They replaced him with Thanos.
There's some time travel going on.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I love time travel.
I know. You do it all the time.
I do. I'm going to do it tonight.
No, I didn't watch it. I'm sorry.
Do it.
Captain Marvel looks coolish.
maybe. Like Doom Patrol, that looked stupid as fuck.
That did look stupid as fuck. I'm glad that Brendan Fraser's working again, though.
Was he in that?
Yeah,
he was the robot man. Yeah. With the red, why do I have red eyes in every picture?
Am I the only one that gets red eye in every picture?
They could, so he's just doing a voiceover, or is he literally in that awful costume?
In that suit.
He'll take anywhere he can get.
Naked.
They're like, yeah, you don't look so hot, Brendan. We're going to cover you up.
Yeah, you're a mess. We'll get you some money. People that hear your voice and go, oh my God, it's Brendan Fraser. Then you get to the gym.
Is this kid 18 now? Does he not have to pay?
He had three kids with her, so I'm not for sure what the ages of all three of them are.
Is it $300,000 per year per kid?
I think so. I think that's what it is.
That's rough, man.
Yeah. And he even went back to court.
That vasectomy sounded real good right about now, isn't it? Huh, boys? I can hook you up. I know a good guy.
Do you?
I got a guy.
You do?
Yeah.
What's his
Who's
name?
Your guy?
Franklin.
Franklin? Dr. Yeah. Franklin or just Franklin?
Oh, I thought you meant the guy I'm currently banging. Oh. The doctor's name. I don't remember.
Dr. Franklin's monster is what you suck every
It's day. Right on the other side of that Target down there on Ray Road.
It sounds like it's at the back
of the Target. By my house?
On Ray Road?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Right on the other side, just west of that.
No shit.
Yeah. Just go to the dumpster and there's like a gate that opens up into... Back there, he's got a boombox and
so he's got a piece of cardboard down on the ground for dancing.
Don't get on my cardboard. I don't want to mess that shit up.
I want to get it all bloody. I got a thing going on later. Stick around if you want to see. If you want to judge.
Dance
judge our dance battle with the vasectomy doctor. What are we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. Yeah, trailers. Jesus Christ. What up?
We go on these tangents, man, and they go what wherever.
We watched the third one. Didn't we watch three trailers, didn't we? Huh? Captain Marvel, and we watched something else.
Cowboy and Doom Patrol.
Oh, yeah, I was gay.
Yeah.
I forgot we even watched that one. That's how bad it was. Was that supposed to be Cyborg?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who the other characters were.
Black dude with the robot face. He looked like Cyborg.
Why would they put Cyborg in that?
I don't know. Because they know people like Cyborg?
And that he wasn't in Titans?
He'll sell it? He wasn't?
No.
Dang, that's fucking cold, dog.
So that character is literally named Robot Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the worst fucking name.
Well, so is Doom Patrol. I mean, unless it's like a... It sounds like an Iron Maiden album. Does it sound like a name of a comic book team-up?
Negative Man? Is he the Invisible Man?
Yeah.
They have an Elastigirl. Like, she could wrap her legs around me.
She was like 15.
Even better.
Okay. Go on. Next!
Oh, shit.
Let's see who else we got here. Crazy Jane, Beast Boy... Flex Manilow?
Yes. I like that. He's hot.
A character named Celsius. I don't know if these are all actually in Doom Patrol.
Oh, I thought you were just looking at people where they were in the trailer.
Well, it said Doom Patrol characters.
I didn't see Beast Boy in there.
No, Beast Boy. Because
I think Beast Boy's in Titans.
Let me look up the cast. Let's see what we got here.
Mr. Robot.
Dr. Robot.
IMDb.
Robots come out of my mouth.
Dr. Robot.
Robot.
Robo Man.
Are what I'm about.
I got robot eyes.
We're all gonna run. I'm Mr. Robot.
What?
All right.
Robots are fun. You don't remember Mr. Bucket? Might change it to robots because I care about Brendan Fraser and his blooming career.
Okay, so.
Blossoming, that's what I meant to say.
This is awful.
Can you find anything?
I don't even care.
No one even cares anymore.
What are some of the things that you have on your computer over
there? Robot Man is played by Riley Shanahan.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser is Cliff Steele.
What?
Was that the black kid?
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser plays a black kid.
That sounds like the name of a YouTube Red series.
Well, Brendan Fraser plays a black kid. Yes. Comes on right after Do You Want to See a Dead Body?
I would watch that.
Do
Jeez.
I would watch that. I mean, he needs work.
He does. I mean, let's be
he needs work.
That child support ain't going to pay itself. what else did you come up with for news? I assumed we were running out of stuff because all I wanted to do was talk shit about Soldier Boy.
Speaking of Spider-Man.
As we were.
I don't
half
know.
An hour ago.
Fanboys are just losing their shit because they're finally adding the Sam Raimi costume to the Spider-Man game.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like, I don't give a fuck what Spider-Man looks like.
That game's been out long enough.
Web swing.
Where you should have beaten it already. If you wanted to play it, you should have beaten it already and moved on with your life and played Red Dead.
So here's what one fan wrote in response.
Is that what you guys did?
Yeah, I beat it and I haven't
this is
put
real.
It back in.
A fan wrote this. Dude, I literally broke down in the gym crying. This means a lot to me. Thank you. That's real.
Why?
I don't have any fucking idea, man.
I mean, okay, cool. The suit is in the game, but...
Benjamin Fritz 9 on Twitter.
Why? Like, what's... What? I just... Whatever. People are so weird when it comes to comic book characters and how much their, like, fandom plays a role in it, you know? Like, would you ever be upset if one of your comic book characters didn't get a certain outfit in a game?
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Right?
Well, this guy looks like a real piece of shit.
Is he a brony?
He looks like a bro. But not a cool bro. All
right, so what if they put that... Remember that weird Asian Spider-Man that fights giant robots? Put that suit in there.
Spider-Man?
Is that what that is?
Japanese Spider-Man?
Yeah. Put that in there. I want to see that suit in there. Then I will break down and cry.
I would love to see Japanese live-action Spider-Man costume in that. That'd be hilarious.
Right? Spider-Pig. So here in the chat, right here, depressing. Issue of crying over a digital costume is rough. Why was the gym location important, though?
That's a good question. He's
blasting his pecs. He needed to let you know that he's blasting his pecs.
Well, like, I just found the post on Twitter, and the first thing someone writes, you're crying in the gym over a virtual item in a video game? And his response was, ha ha ha, it was in the dressing room, and it was more of a shout of joy.
So he lied on Twitter. How dare he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone else wrote, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen, read, or heard. Yeah.
That seems like the kind of thing you like. Shit. You pick up your phone and you look at it and you go, oh, neat. And then
cool.
You move on with your life. Like, maybe I'll play it again later. Probably not, though.
No.
Yeah.
Once you beat the game, it's pretty much done. Like, there's no reason to go back to it. I don't know. I don't know. Did you get the deluxe one where you could play all the versions of it? Like all the DLCs and shit?
I did not personally buy it, but the person that I'm linked to did. Got the deluxe one.
And you haven't played it since then?
I started playing it again after I got burnt out on Red Dead.
Uh-huh.
I started a new game. And plus? Then I went back to... Yes, I did start the new game plus.
Great.
Does it make it any harder?
It's not rewarding at all because you don't get to unlock anything. It's all unlocked already.
Yeah.
But sneeze.
Oh God.
So do you start off with all your weapons and everything already?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Everything.
Wow, that makes the game like super easy.
Yeah, it's not challenging. It's like, oh, I don't need to do any of these side missions.
Are the enemies harder?
Nope.
Because at least like when I redid Assassin's
like, you
Creed,
you still can choose
Origins,
the difficulty.
The enemies are way harder.
You can still choose the difficulty, but it doesn't change the fact that once you stick somebody to the wall or ground, they're stuck to the wall or ground.
Yeah, they're done.
That's stupid.
And you already have like your super webbing shots that just instantly
like you can
launch
knock,
people 15 yeah. feet back into a wall and stick them there.
Wow.
Speed run.
Yeah.
You can
it's still
beat
a really
game.
Fun game though.
It is fun, but it's the, why like it doesn't make the game any challenging when you have all that shit.
Yeah. I kind of want to just fall down on the floor right now and cry.
Why?
Yeah. You just want to lay down in the gym and cry.
Now if they put the Spider-Man 3 dance in there.
Don't you usually cry at the gym?
Yeah, that's why I don't go to the gym anymore. Everyone was making fun of me. Call me salty cheese.
They should put the Spider-Man 3 dance in there.
You want to hear some interesting news?
I do.
Okay. Man in Montana shoots at a guy thinking he's Bigfoot.
Okay. Is he like a hairy naked dude?
No, it's just 27-year-old guy was walking through the woods and this guy just randomly got out of his truck, thought it was Bigfoot and just started popping off.
I feel like we need to have a public service announcement right
Which
now.
Which makes it even better Bigfoot's that the guy...
Not real.
Bigfoot is not real.
There's a quote here.
That's just what the government wants you to think, right?
Why would they want us to think that?
Because they're obviously hiding...
There's no... Why would they hide? That's a dumb thing to hide.
Because Bigfoot is the result of the FBI's experiments with LSD, clearly, and they're embarrassed about it.
Wow.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
So I like this guy's quote.
Did they even the score?
When he got out of the truck, he's like, I don't target practice, but if I see something that looks like Bigfoot, I'm shooting at it.
Fry, it's me, Big Face.
Why?
And then he harvested his human horn.
It's kind of scary and depressing to think that there's someone that fucking stupid out there who owns guns.
Dude,
and B, that he doesn't practice.
One of the longest running shows.
He just practices on things that look like Bigfoot.
And as soon as he sees something that looks like Bigfoot, he just starts firing his gun wildly.
Yeah. Well, you look at, what is that, Searching for Sasquatch? How many episodes? Can you look that up for me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dude, it is ridiculous. And there's a lot of people that watch that show. Dude, it's been going on for a long time.
Okay, so here's the thing. If they ever found Sasquatch on there, that shit would be... on the news.
It'd be a big deal.
Yeah. This is a real show.
Yes, it is.
Searching for Sam Squatch, it's called?
Sam Squatch.
Sam Squatch.
There's a book.
Oh, maybe it's Searching for Bigfoot.
Nope, there's an IMDb for Searching for Sasquatch.
Searching for Bigfoot.
I don't know, but this is super depressing. Yeah, Finding Bigfoot.
Oh, Finding Bigfoot. There you go.
Okay.
So oh, my God. It's been on for fucking 7 years.
That's what I'm saying.
That's disgusting.
And people watch this all the time. Obviously, it stopped last year?
It just stopped in May. It just stopped in May.
Jesus.
Oh, there's a game.
Oh, good.
Finding Bigfoot game.
But people are seriously into this. Like, people are seriously into this.
Do they carry around guns and shoot at anything that moves in the woods?
I don't think so.
This is why I don't go to the woods. Look at me.
You're a big...
big hairy monster.
Stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. Like a shaved Bigfoot.
There's Bigfoot. And he's using Nair.
Get him.
Well, speaking of the FBI.
Okay.
They shut down a whole bunch of DDoS websites. I thought that was pretty cool.
They did what?
Actually doing something.
What'd they do?
There were a whole bunch of websites. They were just like not even hard to find where you could pay for DDoS attacks on anyone you wanted.
Really?
Yeah. And they just shut down 15 of them.
Which ones didn't they shut down? Asking for a friend.
You just Google it, apparently. So they shut down criticalboot.com, ragebooter.com, downthem.org, quantumstress.net. That's four of them.
But Critical Boot? Like, is it spelled like Critical Boot?
Critical-boot.
Okay.
FBI wrote, these services offered easy access.
For real.
And now you're on a list.
Am I?
Yep.
Okay. One more listing and I heard.
They're going to find out about your rape van.
They should. They'll probably give me a fucking award.
What? Most
being
lists.
On the most lists.
You're an A-lister.
Would it be weird if we were just talking about this and Ryan signs into that and then all of a sudden a knock at the door?
Go around! Go around the side!
The side door!
Hold on, Bigfoot, let me get my gun!
Oh, shit.
I thought that was cool, the FBI actually doing something about cyber security and stuff.
Yeah, well, don't get too excited. Yeah. They made the news, and now they're done for another year or two.
I'm not, like, excited. I just thought it was cool.
I'm a big fan of DDoS.
I didn't fall to my knees and start crying at the gym when I read the news.
You want to hit the gym real quick?
Yeah.
You can cry about it?
Just cry there on the treadmill or something.
Just crying on the treadmill?
Just lie down on
but
the
like you
bench.
Lay on it and it shoves you off and you crawl back on it and you lay on it and it shoves you off.
I deserve this.
You got anything else you want to share with the populace?
That's about all I had. What do you?
The only other thing that I wanted to talk about was the ex NASA scientist that designed a package that he could leave on his doorstep.
The glitter bomb.
Yes, that's the glitter bomb
for Porsche Pirates.
It's awesome.
I think it's hilarious.
There's a video of it. But the thing is,
I like that he recorded like the whole thing of people doing this.
But his camera's on his porch. They take the package and they leave.
No. There's four phones inside the package.
He's got cameras inside the package.
Yes.
I did not know that.
And he has a way that he can plug it in and charge it. But as soon as like the cameras go off or as soon as they open the package, all the phones go on and start uploading the images to
So
you see it, like every single one of these people like pick it up and they like open the package. You see it open inside their house. Or inside the...
Can you buy one of these?
No, I'm pretty sure you can now, after this guy invented it.
That's a great thing to have for the holiday season.
Dude, and
with all the Porsche Pirates out and about.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just think it's hilarious when you see them open the package and all that glitter gets all over inside the guy's car and you're like, what the fuck?
What do you mean, what the fuck? You just stole someone's property, you dick. What the fuck to you?
So not only does it...
Maybe he ordered all that glitter and cameras.
So not only does the glitter bomb go off inside the car, he has another wheel that does the fart can, and it's every 4 minutes.
Is it like the fart smell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
And he says, like, that thing will clear out whatever
room. The GPS go off, too, so he knows where the package is at?
All four phones have GPS on it. So no matter what, he can track. And it's so he has it contained, you know, so like he let friends borrow it and so on and so forth. So he puts a grid around, and as soon as the package leaves that grid, then they start recording.
You know what that's called? It's called entrapment.
I think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious, though.
It's not entrapment.
You don't know shit about the law. I am the law.
But I just think it's hilarious. Like, get back at those people. Like, they have to think twice about what they're doing.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. I would love for those to be, like, commonplace.
Oh, I would, too.
I've had shit stolen off of my porch.
I was actually really worried when I went hunting.
Knock on wood, I've never had anything stolen off my porch.
Yeah, I was really worried when I left to go hunting with my dad that I was having packages delivered. And usually they'll leave them at the office. No, they just left them on my porch.
Wow. They always put them in my planter or behind the other planter where can't really see from the road, which
I'm
is nice.
Going to start driving by your house on the regular.
I wanted to throw them in the laundry room. Sometimes I'll leave delivery instructions like, just open up the laundry room and throw it in there. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, NASA. Nastronaut.
Nastronaut.
Nastronaut. I appreciate what you do for society. Well, boys, let's get out of here.
All righty.
We got beer to drink. We got families to meet.
Ugly sweater parties to go to.
We got everyone our sweaters.
Yeah. Swag Nasty over here with his gray sweater.
Swag Nasty.
Well, you know the Swag Nasty?
This guy right here.
This beer stained.
I want to thank our patrons. Content Control Podcast. Again, if you like music, go listen to his podcast. He does a lot of.
You know,
of
the Ugly Sweater indie, Party doesn't start until 9, so we
that's
could
okay.
record for another three
yeah,
hours.
Let's just keep recording. Thomas, thank you. Get an order to our website, nofunshow.com. You can listen to all of our old episodes. But don't do it now. Do it in like 2 or 3 weeks. Or you're going to be really weird and disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah. Have a great Christmas. Thank you, Frosty Taz, in the chat. We will. I mean, I won't because I'll be sad and alone.
Be careful because.
That's a lie.
Baby, it's cold.
I've already
outside.
Invited him.
I'm not going to your Christmas house. It's weird for me, and
why
I don't want to.
I never get invited.
You have.
Don't your parents own a cabin up north? I can almost guarantee you. You going to the cabin?
Not this weekend. Next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be in Sholo. We should hook up.
We should.
Yeah.
We'll go to a bar somewhere up there.
I'm at sex.
After we go to the bar.
All right, for episode 59, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Lorenzo. Hey, that might be a good time for you.
Bundle up.
Oh, I can't say that anymore.
What, racist? Saturday. What is it? Is it against the Alpine race?